Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding APIs. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Backend Development in the Backend Development for FinTech Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition and function of APIs, how they facilitate communication between front-end and back-end systems, and the common API protocols used in the industry. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to explain the significance of APIs in modern web development and understand how they play a crucial role in fintech applications. Main content definition and function of APIs. APIs, or application programming interfaces, are sets of rules and protocols that allow different software applications to communicate with each other. Think of APIs as the messengers that enable different systems to talk to one another. They define the methods and data formats that applications can use to request and exchange information, ensuring that the data is transferred accurately and efficiently. In the context of fintech, APIs enable financial institutions, payment processors, and other stakeholders to share data and services seamlessly. For example, when you use a mobile banking app to check your account balance, the app communicates with the bank's servers via an API. The API sends requests to the server for the latest account information and retrieves the data to display it on your screen. This interaction exemplifies how APIs streamline communication and enhance user experience. How APIs facilitate communication between front-end and back-end. APIs serve as a bridge between the front-end, the part of the application users interact with, and the back-end, the server and database that manage data. When a user performs an action on the front-end, such as submitting a loan application, the front-end sends a request to the back-end through an API. The back-end processes this request, interacts with the database if necessary, and sends a response back to the front-end via the API. This process happens quickly and efficiently, often in real time, making the user experience seamless. For instance, in a fintech application, a user might want to transfer money from one account to another. The front-end captures the user's input, such as account details and amount, and sends it to the back-end through an API call. The back-end validates the transaction, checks for sufficient funds, and then processes the transfer before sending a confirmation back to the front-end. This interaction is crucial for ensuring that users receive timely feedback and service. Additionally, APIs allow for asynchronous communication, meaning that the front-end can continue to be interactive while waiting for responses from the back-end. This leads to a more dynamic user experience, where users can perform multiple actions without having to wait for each one to complete before moving on to the next. Common API protocols. There are several common protocols used in APIs that facilitate communication between applications. Here are a few of the most widely used protocols. REST, Representational State Transfer. REST is an architectural style that utilizes standard HTTP methods, GET, POST, PUT, DELETE, for communication. It is stateless, meaning each request from a client contains all the information needed to fulfill that request. RESTful APIs are popular in fintech due to their simplicity and ease of use, making them ideal for applications that require quick and efficient data exchange. SOAP, Simple Object Access Protocol. SOAP is a protocol that defines a set of rules for structuring messages. It relies on XML for message formatting and can operate over various protocols like HTTP and SMTP. While it is more rigid than REST, SOAP provides higher security and is often used in financial services where data integrity and security are paramount. For example, many banks use SOAP APIs to ensure that sensitive transaction data is transmitted securely. GraphQL, GraphQL is a query language for APIs that allows clients to request only the data they need. This can lead to reduced data transfer and improved performance. In the fintech world, where various data types are needed, GraphQL can be particularly useful for optimizing requests. It empowers developers to build more flexible and efficient interfaces, allowing for custom queries that can adapt to the needs of different applications. These protocols facilitate the integration of different services, making it easier for fintech applications to leverage external data sources and provide enhanced user experiences. By utilizing the appropriate protocol, developers can ensure that their applications are not only functional but also secure and efficient. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential aspects of APIs, their role in facilitating communication between front-end and back-end systems, and the common protocols used in the industry. Understanding APIs is crucial for fintech developers, as they form the backbone of modern web applications and enable seamless interactions between various financial services. By grasping these concepts, you are better equipped to leverage APIs in your development projects and enhance your application's functionality. Reflection questions: how do you think APIs improve user experiences in fintech applications? Can you identify an API that your favorite financial app might be using? What function do you think it serves? What are the advantages and disadvantages of using REST versus SOAP in a financial context?